All right. Good afternoon. It is 2:45 in the afternoon. And I've just been thinking about this. Had a few people contact me, some brothers in Christ and stuff about this whole thing. They've been doing a lot of research and looking around or just seeing different things, you know, different videos and things like that. And you know, just thinking about this situation, you know, Brother Bicey and I talked a little about it, Brother Jim, and, you know, just some information that comes to light. You know, there's nothing that you and I can say definitively that we know for sure. But there are some things that, if you're thinking right, that you should be able to question in your mind and say, well, I don't have all the answers. I know people died, all right, but there's some things that just don't add up. And, you know, that's something that we should think about and kind of ponder, like, you know what, here's the thing. I don't want to consume and fill my life up with this stuff, but at the same time, I should have an idea of what's going on, you know. So, naturalnews.com, there's an interesting article that just lists some of these discrepancies, you know, that lists some of these and says, okay, you know, things that make you go, maybe that doesn't sound right. Here's one. Even highly trained Navy SEALs would have a difficult time running a full auto weapon for 10 minutes straight. Such weapon systems are brutal on the operator. They require tremendous strength, stamina, expert troubleshooting to keep running. Full auto weapons overheat and jam. They demand incredible strength to keep aimed on target. They require expert reloading and weapons. Clearly, in the case of jams, and the hotel rooms would be so full of smoke and powder residue that it would almost be impossible to keep breathing in that enclosed environment. Now, think about this for a second. Okay, I go to the range all the time and I go shooting. You know, I try to go once a week to the range and go shooting. I'm shooting off hundreds of rounds. When I get out my semi-automatic weapons, okay, when I get out an AK-47 or if I get out an AR, you know, it's not that easy to shoot that. It's not that easy to go and just be on target all the time and be focused and ready to go. You got to train. You have to practice. His brother said, you know what? I didn't even know the guy owned a gun. I never even knew he owned one. That ought to make you think. That's his brother. That's not some psyop crazy weird stuff going on. That's his own brother saying, hey, I didn't know my bro owned guns. And like that, he doesn't have any military experience. Where in the blank did he get fully automatic weapons from? That ought to make you think. Okay? Far from what the firearms illiterate media claims, these are not systems that any Joe off the street could just pick up. You just don't pick up a gun like that and be like, I'm an expert shot. Listen to me. If you think that, I'll take the average person to the range. And you will be embarrassed that you can stand from here to the end of that stinking, to my wall there and pick up that gun and fire it, any gun and fire it, and you will miss. You will miss, okay? And you will feel like an idiot. So anybody that thinks that they're an expert, there are people that you can stand right in front of them, they can fire that gun, and they don't even hit somebody. I know that because I've seen it. It's just... See, hit the target anyway. I haven't seen anybody shot, but hit the target is what I mean by that. Okay, so let's go through some of these. Number one, he says this. As many as 10 rifles were found in his hotel room, but only one shooter. Now, there's more than that were found. But okay, listen to this. The New York Daily News is now reporting that Stephen Paddock brought at least 10 weapons into his Las Vegas room. Why would a single shooter need 10 rifles? Who in the world takes 10 rifles to do something like that? Does that even make sense? One guy? Okay, so did he have like at least 50 rounds? Did he have at least 50 rounds? Now the reports are 23 to 45 guns. How'd he carry that many guns up them steps like that? Or even in an elevator where nobody's seeing you got rifles. We're not talking about handguns. We're talking about fully automatic weapons. Okay. The fact that 10 rifles were found in his hotel room says three very important things. Here's what he speculates. Number one, the rifles were staged for more than one shooter. Number two, the operation was extremely well-funded. Number three, the attack took a tremendous amount of time to set up because you don't just walk 10 rifles up to your hotel room in a single trip. Now, there's more than 10. It's been reported that there's more than 10. This guy makes Rambo look like a wimp, okay? This is true. This 60-year-old dude that's like a real estate mogul dude, he looks like makes him look like Rambo. Number two, as with many orchestrated shootings, the scapegoat was murdered before he could talk. You know, now this is a serious problem. Always the person that is involved dies. And it's the lone gunman. The lone gunman. And he's dead. I have a problem with that, okay? I have a problem with that. All right? There's no one left to question. Think about that. Number three. Why are there no muzzle flashes visible from the 32nd floor Mandalay Bay windows in any of the videos that captured the shooting? Now, that is something to think about. You ever shot a fully automatic weapon at night? Interesting. How could that be? The following video captures the sound of the automatic weapons fire and even appears to capture at least two weapons firing simultaneously and shows no muzzle flashes from the 32nd floor. So you can go look at that, naturalnews.com. Go check out the video. Raw footage shooting in Vegas, okay? In fact, the video below shows what might be muzzle flashes at a completely different location closer to the fifth floor. Okay? Closer to the fifth floor. The same video also appears to show someone resembling Stephen Paddock attending an anti-Trump rally wearing a so-called puffy hat, whatever that is. Sorry, that's a bad word, whatever they have. That was very popular among the anti-Trumpsters. One working theory is that Paddock is an anti-Trump leftist. I'm sorry, I don't buy that. I don't buy the Antifa thing very much. I don't buy the this billionaire mogul real estate guy or whatever he may be is working for Antifa to bail him out of his, and in return he goes and blows up people. What kind of old fat white dude wants to die like that? That's 60 years old, that's rich. Or he even has a gambling problem. Okay, I mean, I'm just saying it makes you wonder. Okay, just like I was objective yesterday when I said, you know, don't start this whole nobody died thing. We know people died. Don't start this whole crisis actor thing. But let's go with the... I know, that's another thing. And you know, let me just give a Alex Jones interlude here for a second, okay? And I'm not trying to be a jerk, but I trust Alex Jones as far as I can throw him. I do not trust Alex Jones, and neither should you. Alex Jones supported Ron Paul, who was a libertarian candidate, then he supported Donald Trump. When Obama was in office, there was a such thing as false flags. There was a such thing as deep state. There was a such thing as all these things. When Trump gets in office, then all that stuff is over and there's no more inside jobs. I'm sorry, but I don't. Alex Jones is a joke. Okay. Alex, go back. If you really want to know the truth, go back and listen to William Cooper as he exposes Alex Jones for who he really was. Okay. Why does the gunfire in the... And Alex Jones is pushing this whole different scenario, which is a left-right paradigm. Alex Jones became the Rush Limbaugh of the truth movement. He single-handedly, in the last election, pushed everybody that was in the truth movement, or the vast majority of them, back into the right-left paradigm. Bam! Just like that, everybody's right-left paradigm. Why? Well, because Hillary, the Wicked Witch of the West, was running for office. So what did you need? You needed a tough WWE white guy to come in there and to sound bold and brassy because everybody was sick of that limp-wristed Obama and they wanted a man just to speak like a man. So you put anybody up against her, especially a WWE wrestler up against there, talking smack on the microphone against Hillary, and you got it, baby. They're voting for him lock, stock, and barrel. They're pushing that movement. They're going to support him. That's all it is. It's a game. Okay. It's a game. Are you following me? It's a game. Now watch. Why does, by the way, it's not a game when people die. I'm saying they're playing a game. People actually die. Number four, why does the gunfire in multiple online videos clearly sound like automatic weapons firing from multiple weapons? I challenge anyone to listen to the gunfire in these online videos and conclude it's only from a single weapon. The very idea is totally absurd. You can clearly hear at least two automatic weapon systems firing over each other. Listen to the automatic fire at 2 minute mark in the video below. It's clearly coming from multiple weapons. Think about that. Number five, and there's a video on that, by the way. Go naturalnews.com. Go look up this article, okay? I'm just giving you some facts that these are legitimate facts. And if you bump fired an AK, you're probably going to melt that sucker, okay? If you're doing it like this guy's doing it. And by the way, how accurate? Have you ever shot an AK? Have you ever shot an AK? How accurate you think an AK is? And how accurate you think it is if you're trying to bump fire that AK? Okay. Number five, ISIS has openly claimed responsibility for the attack, stating that Paddock converted to Islam months earlier. This is kind of funny. Okay, the Islamic State has claimed responsibility for a shooting that killed 50 people. Okay. This is where the poopy meter goes off. You know what the poopy meter is? When somebody's feeding you a horse hockey. Okay? When somebody's feeding you a horse hockey, like a manure sandwich, and you can smell it right before it comes to the table, you're like, ah, dude, that stinks. That's your poop meter going off. You smell that manure, you know that's poopy. This is poopy. You know, don't believe this nonsense. Why would some rich white dude or some white dude that's in debt want to go with ISIS? Why? Like, why? I don't care how much debt you have. If some towheads came up to you and was like, hey, and they wanted you to do this, would you do it? You know, would you do it? And no, it wasn't all fake. People actually died. Look, something can be staged by those that are staging it, but real people still die. You don't know. There could have been somebody in that crowd that somebody wanted dead. Okay? So you don't know that. To say that nothing happened at all and it's all fake and all nobody died there. That's, by the way, that's swinging the other way into this virtual reality world where real things happen. I was just talking to Brother Jim about this, where real things happen. And he said to me, where real things happen and VR people don't believe it. But when fake stuff happen, VR people believe it. I've experienced some of that, so I can tell you it's true. All right. Number six, Stephen Paddock had no familiarity with automatic weapons and no military training. His own brother said he's not in the military. He didn't have anything to do with any of that. What's going on? That's not my brother. My brother doesn't do that. Oh, and by the way, here's another motive for you. Can I give you another motive? Yeah, a local fireman's wife from here was killed. That's right, Cindy. I know people really died. Pray for those people, please. Don't think it's all fake. People die, okay? Pray for them. Pray for their families, I mean, that are dying, that they have people that died. Man, don't tell them it's fake. Foul play, yes. Fake, no. I don't believe so. His family was in shock. His brother told the U.S. media he could not understand what motivated his elder brother. And this is, I'm going to quote, where the hell did he get automatic weapons? He has no military background or anything like that. He's a guy who lived in a house in Mesquite, drove down and gambled in Vegas. He did stuff, eat burritos. His brother's in shock. He's like, oh, his brother's a big fake. Dude, if somebody walked up to you and told you your brother killed everybody, what would you say? You're like, I don't know what to say. I mean, just like a normal dude. I mean, we just ate tacos and stuff. I don't know. I don't know what to say. It's called shock, people. It happens. It's actually a normal reaction to trauma. Anyway. He said he's not an avid gun guy. My brother wasn't an avid gun guy. Number 7, how does a 64-year-old accountant with no military training possess the strength and stamina to fire a fully automatic weapon for nearly 10 minutes? That's the other thing. You have to have training to do that. You don't just accidentally come along and just do this, okay? Hey, watch me shoot this. I mean, the guy blew his finger off probably before he blew the room up before he'd shoot out the window and hit somebody. If you don't know what you're doing. People who aren't familiar with firearms have no idea how difficult it is to conduct sustained fire with an automatic weapon. It requires tremendous strength, endurance, and training, something that Stephen Paddock had none of. Military Special Forces operatives trained for years to be able to manage such weapons and handle all the problems they pose. Barrel overheating, ammo jams, double feeds, recoil management. I mean, all this stuff is normal. The idea that some senior citizen accountant can just pick up a machine gun and lay down thousands of rounds effectively fire in a sustained 10-minute assault, even though he had no experience with such weapons, is completely ludicrous. It's asinine, okay? It's ridiculous. I can guarantee you, nobody can do that. Nobody picks up a gun and does that. That's right, even three-round bursts, Decoder, even three-round bursts are not easy. And to maintain accuracy and know what you're doing and hold that at that level and know what you're doing, you just don't have that mental capacity. Listen, put somebody in a – go watch something on YouTube called First Respond – or First forgot the name of it. Oh, First Person Responder or something like that. It's about people put in a scenario with guns. And they give them simulation ammo, and they put them in situations. They're not trained people. Watch the result of that. The result of that is the person that has the gun that doesn't know what they're doing gets shot and killed, or cannot hit the target and cannot do what they're supposed to do. They have to be trained, and they run them through some training, teach them some things, and they're able to do it. Okay? They're able to do it. Think about that. Okay, number 9. Stephen Paddock had no criminal history, no record, and no apparent beef with anybody. The New York Times Daily News said Paddock had no federal, state, or local history with law enforcement. Before his Sunday night rampage, he left 58 dead and more than 500 injured. We had no knowledge of this individual, says Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo. All right. Number 10, the attack required meticulous planning, funding, and training. It wasn't some lone senior citizen. I agree with this. This is not some lone senior citizen that just snapped one day. Grandpa's not taking it anymore. So he's going up to the 32nd level of a building and he's going to fire down on an innocent crowd that he has nothing to do with. That ought to make you think. Now, I'm not saying that he wasn't involved. And I'm not saying that. I'm saying there's more to the story. And the bottom line is you and I are never going to know. You can't understand evil. And we'll be able to speculate forever with never knowing what really happened. That's how it goes. What's clear from this attack is that it was planned, funded, and coordinated. This was not some spontaneous lone wolf scenario. I don't believe any of them are lone wolf scenarios like that. Okay? It doesn't. Some things, they just don't add up. Okay? They're just. And please don't start the Illuminati blood sacrifice exposed stuff. I'm going to do a video about Tom Petty. Please don't start this thing and say that, you know, like, Tom Petty was an Illuminati blood sacrifice exposed. Nobody ODs on drugs. Nobody shoots up heroin and dies. Nobody has a heart attack. Nobody gets sick. It's all for the Illuminati. They're all trying to kill movie stars. Oh, please don't do that. I hate that. That just, it just goes off into an insanity that just doesn't stop. It's like everything in VR world, nothing is real. Everything is fake, except real things are fake. It's like Bizarro world. Come on. Don't get spooky on me, okay? Don't get weird. Like, okay, I can't read everything. No, Tom Petty was not a Christian. Tom Petty believed in transcendental meditation. It's right on his Wikipedia page. It's right in his quotes. He quotes it. He says that he practiced transcendental meditation. Okay? He was a wicked devil that died and went to hell. Anyway, no time for that right now. Number 11. How was the FBI able to almost immediately declare Paddock had no ties to ISIS barely 12 hours after the shooting, when the same agency has spent over a year investigating President Trump with zero evidence linking him to Russia while refusing to declare Trump has no ties to Russia? Okay. Well, that's regardless, but it is kind of a game. The FBI can figure something out in 30 seconds, right? The FBI can figure out something in 30 seconds, but they can't figure out this whole show with Trump that went on. That's stupid. That's what's so dumb about it. You have investigations that go years long into this stuff, but you can figure something out when something like this happens in 5 seconds. All right. So those things ought to make you wonder. What is my conclusion? I don't know. I don't know what happened. I know one thing. If you're watching this video, you need to be born again by the Spirit of God. If you're under the sound of my voice and you've been listening to this and you're lost and on your way to hell and you stumbled onto this video, I've got good news for you. Jesus Christ can forgive your sins and save your soul. Jesus Christ died on an old rugged cross for your sins. He was buried and he rose again the third day. The Bible says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. You know what? There's some people that died there. There's more people that are going to die in this wicked world. The Bible says it's appointed a man once to die, and after this, the judgment. Okay? You have an appointment with death. It may not be like that, but it may be another way. My friend, I want you to be saved. I want your sins to be forgiven you. I want you to be born again, but you're a sinner and you're guilty before God. And the Bible says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus Christ paid the sin penalty on the cross. He was buried and he rose again from the dead. He was born of a perfect virgin. He was born of a virgin, lived a perfect sinless life. And he died on the cross for your sins. He was buried and he rose again from the dead. If you'll repent and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ, you can be saved. The Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Jesus is Lord, and Jesus can save you from your sins. He came to save his people from their sins. If you're not saved, now's the best time ever. Is there a conspiracy out there? You bet. Are there things about this video, about these, this video that we're talking about and all this stuff that happened that don't add up? You bet there are. But I'll tell you what does add up, and that's Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. By faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, you can be born again by the Spirit of God. Turn ye, for why will you die in your sins? You see, I can't stop sinning. The Bible doesn't say to stop sinning. It says to repent. It says to turn from your sin and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. When you get saved, you'll have the power to turn from sin by the grace of God. And when you fail, you'll confess your sins, and he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I hope you get saved today. I hope this video helped. I hope it explains some things to you. Have a good day.